This is Earth and Sky. In developed countries, rain gauges and ground-based radar networks help meteorologists warn people about what are called extreme precipitation events.
Those events include flooding and landslides caused by too much rain. But in many parts of the world, disasters like this happen without warning because those ground-based tools just aren't in place.
Now, scientists at NASA are using satellites to collect information about rainfall and land characteristics in order to make weather predictions in places where ground observations aren't available. Robert Adler of Goddard Space Flight Center is leading the science team.
It's unlikely that you're going to have a very good surface network over most of the land masses, say in the tropics and places where there, even where there are heavy population centers. So the satellite are going to be one of your mainstays for many years to come.
Adler said scientists are still uncertain about how satellite warnings might work in practice.
Our emphasis has been on trying to see how well we can use the satellite information to even detect that there is an event and monitor indications of how intense the event is, how widespread it is, and things like that. I think exactly how well the information is going to be useful in terms of warning is really still an open question that we have to address yet.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.